Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've been sitting here in the studio for about the past 10 minutes or so, just kind of catching up about our weekends. A lot of boob tube watching, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch some movies this weekend, Katie?
I did. I wasn't feeling all that great, so like my whole weekend was spent on the couch, and I just watched one movie after another. It's funny when you start seeing movies that were from like the 90s and earlier. Immediately, I'm like, these people aren't going to be distracted by cell phones in this movie. I love it already. Like, so I kind of gravitate towards those. So already this weekend, I watched Muriel's Wedding and Fried Green Tomatoes, which I had
Holy crap.
I know. I went in the Wayback Machine.
Dolly's not in that. No.
No. That's
Jessica Tandy.
Jessica Tandy's in it. You've got Kathy Bates in it. A lot of, you know, I think Mary Masterson or something. There's a lot of people in that. A lot of very famous people in Fried Green Tomatoes, but also Muriel's Wedding. That is such the underrated, like,
what
so
year was
off
that
the
one?
Wall. That was 90s as well. Huh. But definitely just one I'd never seen. So I'm like, why not? We're sitting here. We're not feeling well. Laughter's the best medicine. Might as well make it happen, right?
Hey, I can't poke fun at all. Family movie night Friday night. We went back to, we got in the DeLorean, went back to 1995.
See?
And watched While You Were Sleeping with sweet little Sandra Bullock and Bill Pullman and that guy with the really big eyebrows. It was a good movie. It's cute. A cute factor of, like, you know, 8.0.
I love the Italian dude that falls in love with her and that lives in her apartment. And he's
Hey,
you
want to
go on a couple dates with me? That'd
he's
be fun.
Trying on her shoes in the closet and stuff. Yeah.
That's funny.
It's a good movie.
Knick
Knack picked it. Her and my daughter wanted a rom-com for the evening. So trying to find one that's, you know, rated PG that my daughter can watch. That's the one they settled on. And it was pretty tame, except there's, you know, the conversation in there about having one testicle. But other than that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe a hard conversation to have with a young child.
She just got done with the growing and changing.
Know exactly.
She knows the bits and pieces.
She's going to learn today. That's all.
But you're right. I like watching those movies from the 90s.
And that's a good question then, asking you how your daughter, who's 10, right? Isn't she about 10? So how did she feel about watching that movie? Was there anything that stuck out to her that's different than today?
No.
Nothing caught her attention.
No.
Okay.
It was cute just to watch her giggle, like, through stuff, you know, because she's trying. I've noticed in her, she's just kind of starting to pick up on, like, little romantic things or the way people look. Or the cutest thing she said not too long ago was Knick Knack and her were watching Smallville. They had started up Smallville.
Oh, wow.
With the you know, the guy that plays Clark Kent,
Tom
Superman
something.
In there.
Yeah.
And she, out of nowhere, said, he's got a really good jawline.
Oh,
no.
I looked at her
starts.
And I was like, excuse me?
And it starts.
And Nicole's like, yeah, he does.
That's adorable.
It was so cute. Oh. Like, he's got a good, you just, we're going back to SpongeBob. I'm telling you that
exactly.
much right now. All right. Every day we like to give you the opportunity to catch up on some sports action. With JKJ, I got a couple things really quick. There's a survey out this morning of 2,000 Americans, and they're revealing just how serious this ding-dang country is about ice cream.
Oh.
Now, 95% of these people say that they eat at least one scoop weekly, averaging 11 scoops per week. Add that up. It's about 2.5 billion gallons of ice cream consumers consume each summer. Now, if you were to do the math on that, we could fill 113 football stadiums with ice cream each and every summer.
Yeah.
That's how much we love the ice
creams. That's a lot more than I thought.
Well, we've got a whole song about screaming for it. So, yes, we do love our ice cream.
Yeah. I'm a peanut butter chocolate slut.
Okay. Yummy.
<Okay. laughs>
The Reese's kind.
Yeah. I like the Ben and Jerry's one that has the peanut butter swirl. One of them's got a peanut butter core, I think
okay.
is what they call it.
Yummy.
I'll eat anything with a peanut butter core.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I will.
I've heard. Explains that restraining order, too. I liked Rocky Road when I was growing up.
Really?
That was my favorite.
I love Rocky Road.
And now I kind of get, I like the, like, Tin Roof Sundae. Do you know what I mean? So that's got, like, the fudge swirls and, like, the pizza. Almost like, you know, the cones. the sundae cones that you get.
It's got chunks of cones in it?
So it's like ice cream, and then it's got all of the stuff of that cone that you get in there that's filled
with
the
chocolate. Waffle cone or just like the sugar cone?
You know what I'm talking about?
The sugar cone.
The sugar cone, but you get them in the freezer aisle. They're the
drumsticks.
Drumstick, thank you.
Drumstick slut.
A vanilla ice cream and then the drumstick in it.
Have you had the mini drumsticks?
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, you have to have four of them at a time, though, to be satisfied.
Who cares? Yeah.
The drumstick in the tip of it's filled with the hard chocolate.
Yes. Yes.
I'm a hard chocolate slut.
Okay.
You're just all kinds of...
I'm hearing you're just a slut.
Oh, yeah. Now, from ice cream to chicken, more people are out and about here in America testing out some of our food. And there's this Australian dude who was here for the World Cup, and he checked out, it was Popeye's fried chicken. And there's a little bit of audio of him talking about it, which I thought was quite charming.
Just ate at a restaurant in America called Popeye's. Two pieces of chicken, biscuit, chips, coleslaw. Is $6. How does this business even work? Yep. How is it even open? And there's the drink machine there, of course, unlimited refills. In fact, why is Popeye's chicken not in Australia? If you came here, you would own this country.
He raved about it. I had to chop that down for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
About how great Popeye's was.
That sounds like me when I moved down the street from one. Like, for real, I was down the block from a Popeye's chicken. That sounded like all the things I said.
Yeah. Like, he went off on the drink machine for like 3 minutes. Yeah. Like, he was so fascinated by how many drink choices there are.
Well, I mean, imagine
unlimited refills.
Yeah, imagine coming from a country that doesn't have this, and you go to that drink fill station that has the touch screen.
Yeah.
Because you automatically get
like
80 different toys.
Science.
Oh, I would love to feel that for the first time.
I know. Yeah.
Well, now he knows why there's an obesity epidemic here in America.
You gotta be careful for that drink machine.
Yep, that's right. It'll put some LBs on you, buddy.
It sure will.
All right, what else is going on with sports?
Well, like you just said, I mean, the World Cup really is the gift that keeps on giving, and it seems like somehow in one way or another it is like healing the world because there are so many people that have come here and... USA is taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina in the round of 32 this Wednesday, and a Bosnian man was interviewed about his time being here, and he's like, it has literally been the best time of his entire life.
I haven't had a bad day since March 26th. We beat Wales March 26th, and then a week later, we beat Italy. Swear to God, man, every single day, coffee with my boys, drinks with my boys. My girlfriend of 6.5 years broke up with me. I miss you a little bit, but yo, I'm telling you, not a bad day. She broke up with me the day after Wales. Every day has been a good day, bro. She picked the perfect time to break up with me because World Cup, and all is good, dog.
It has been the most amazing
dog and bro.
Which, by the way, Bosnians can speak perfect English?
I guess, apparently.
This dude's from Bosnia. Spending time in the USA, and it sounds like he's from Detroit. Like, what the heck is that?
But it's so amazing, though, to hear people come here and talk so highly of our country. I think we all kind of needed that. We all needed to be united like this. I mean, the fact that they are loving America and it's giving us like rose-colored glasses too.
It's the best,
USA.
I just wish they'd wrap it up because it's cutting into my nightly news time. Though. That's my
own thing. Yeah.
It's cutting into my Dave Frazier time, and I need me some Dave Frazier.
That's what you care about.
We can wrap it up, dog, bro.
You want more news?
Yeah,
really?
Dog. Come on, bro.
From the peaks of Pike to the pulse of Pearl Street.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Mile High Appliance. Celebrate the 4th of July with amazing savings throughout their showrooms. Get a top-of-the-line GE French door stainless refrigerator for only $24.49. Find them at mountainhighappliance.com. Well, my butt was in the seat this weekend for Toy Story 5. It kept the box office crown. Made about $70 million this weekend. There was another flop on the heels of Masters of the Universe. Supergirl had a $38 million opening. And, you know, I want to see it, but I think that's a... We'll wait till it gets to Netflix.
I hate to say it, but do you think right now superhero movies are it's like overkill?
Yeah, it could be. It's I'll tell you, much. Toy Story was overkill.
Was it?
Oh, did you not like it?
The one word to describe that movie, unnecessary.
What?
Oh, yeah.
It was unnecessary. It was a pure money grab. The story was not that good.
What?
It was just that could have been a... a straight to Disney Plus one.
Okay, so is this just nostalgia everyone's speaking from? Because I have heard so many people say this is like the best one since the original. There's so many pieces in it that make so much sense right now.
It's
like
not
it's
the best.
Relevant because it deals with the kids and the screens and the lack of friendship out there because all the kids are parked on their screens. And I liked that. It was just me and my daughter that went. It was just the two of us.
Oh, that's cute.
And we've had some conversations about, you know, screen time and all that at home. And it was nice for her to see that, you know, now in movie form. Maybe it gets through a little better. But other than that, ugh. It was
it's a money
dumb.
Grab, huh?
It was dumb. And I'm going to tell you what. There was nothing but kids in that theater. It pissed me off.
Oh, yeah. What did you expect? You can see your bro homie hanging out at the...
My bro homie?
Yeah, like, who did you
bro,
expect?
Bro homie!
Who did you expect
homie,
to be at Toy
bro.
Story 5?
There were like, so many kids in that...
Yeah.
Oh, God. And they were all talking and...
Well, yeah, that's what kids do.
Crying. Chewing loudly. Why
you
are there so many kids in here?
They were using words. What?
I will say, there was one moment it made me kind of giggle because, you know, after the previews were done and everything, they dim the lights really dark. And there's like a moment where it's just pitch black and they're right before the previews.
Okay.
And everything, you know, other stuff kicks up, you know. And as it went dark, you hear one little kid go, "I can't see anything." And all the adults just kind of started laughing. And the way he said it, "I can't see anything."
What is happening?
What is happening? Anyway, yeah, so if you're, I mean, whatever. If you're a parent looking to take your kid out for some fun, that's fine. But honestly, I would save your cash. It's another $50 a day for me to go to the movies.
That gets so expensive.
For two of
so
us.
So you're saying just wait till it hits the streaming
yeah,
services,
Yeah, it'll
huh?
be a Disney Plus in no time.
Okay.
All right, rumor has it that Stevie Nicks and Tim McGraw are reportedly set to perform at Tay-Tay's wedding. And some luxury wedding planners are estimating this wedding is probably going to cost over $20 million.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Ooh-wee. Yeah, so that's going on. And then this story about Noah Kahan, he sounds exactly like our office manager here at work. Tick is her name. She's the best.
What?
Noah Kahan had to tweet out to all of his fans to please stop pooping on the floor in the restrooms at his concerts. Just like Tick, our office manager, who is constantly messaging the all staff to clean up the bathrooms, essentially, let's just say.
We can't even
more
use
emails from her about the restroom.
I know. Like...
Yeah, we're not allowed to use the restrooms up front because somebody pooped on the floor.
Yeah.
So anyway, Noah Kahan had to do the same thing. And he went on to say, you know, I pooped my pants while I'm on stage because I'm dedicated to my craft. Y'all can at least hit the toilets when you're in the bathrooms.
Why?
Because think of the people that have to clean that stuff up.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, he actually had to tweet out to his fans to not... go on the bathroom floor.
Well, and I know like musicians had to tell people not to do that while they're waiting in their spot at like music shows, right? Like Coachella.
Olivia Rodrigo,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Made like, a post about how she can smell the first two rows of the crowd.
Yeah.
Because so many people wear Depends.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to leave or can't leave, so they just soil themselves at the concert.
Yeah.
And then a few other artists have tweeted out to not throw those then up on stage because they've had that happen.
Ew.
Where people throw their Depends up on the stages.
What happened to bras and panties? Like,
it's
what?
It's the new bras and panties. Super absorbent, man. Have some of my DNA. I love you.
What do they throw when they like them?
Right?
Like...
God, it's so gross. Anyway, shout out to Noah Kahan. All right, what's going on locally?
Okay, well, this is hilarious. A story coming out of Steamboat Springs. Because what if you're getting ready to start your day? You got your coffee cup in hand, car keys ready to go. You open your passenger door, and there's a bear sitting in your driver's seat.
I saw this guy.
Yes, there's
big old
video.
Pickup truck.
Yeah, there's video of it. So Andy Kerrigan was walking around the front of his home, and he's going towards his car with some stuff when he opens a passenger door, and he starts to get in it like nothing's wrong. And then he realizes there's a big old bear in his truck.
I'm trying to take a nap here, dude.
You can see the moment in which he realizes the severity of the situation, and he jumps back. The bear is not deterred at all. Like, the bear continues to rummage through the truck.
Oh, yeah.
And Andy's there with a pole trying to poke
at him. It was a 2x4,
I think. A 2x4 trying to get him going, and he's not having it. He's just like, you are messing with me. I am, like, in the middle of my rummaging journey right now. But the bear finally did kind of scurry away, and you see Andy just be like, oh my gosh, that could have been so much worse. But I imagine, like, in Steamboat Springs, you would just expect, like, you'd be a little bit more aware of bears, right?
That's where I've seen the most bears.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, in the high country is where you're going to see them for the most part. But, man, for them to be in your truck, like, these bears have no shame anymore.
That's
no
a
fear.
Surprise, definitely.
Exactly. Woo. Man, this is a kind of a funny story. Well, it's coming out of Weld County, and it's a 31-year-old man who was arrested after allegedly getting into a fight with his family members. This happened on Saturday. Then, to really prove his point, he killed a chicken and then started to throw flower pots at deputies.
What did the chicken do to him?
I know! That poor
he killed a chicken?
I know. He also he did it to really just, you know, kind of freak out his families, but he broke a fence, fled the scene, and then he returned to the scene. That's when he started throwing the flower pots at deputies and whatnot, and they tried to take him into custody, and then he started throwing wood at him, and they had to actually tase him to gain control of
him.
I mean, he was going kind of nuts, if you can imagine.
Did they grill the chicken?
Tell me more about the chicken.
I don't want the chicken to go to waste. Yeah. I don't want him to die for nothing.
You know what? This story doesn't cover what happened to the chicken. I'm sure I could dig deeper.
Is there a Traeger somewhere?
Find out exactly what happened.
Low and slow.
But man was arrested for assault, menacing, criminal mischief, resisting arrest, obstructing a peace officer, and animal cruelty. So.
Good.
They got him with charge. Don't you worry about it.
The chicken charge.
And this one as well. So the Bishop Castle. Now, you know the story about that, right? The
Very
man
famous,
who,
yeah.
You know, he built the castle for his wife. And it was just such an amazing love story. And sadly, man passed away. I know. That is like a Bruno Mars song come to life, right?
What guy can live up to that?
I'm going
to
build you a castle. Where can I find you a dragon?
I actually just got you some earrings from Kohl's. But...
I know, exactly.
Justin
down the street made his wife a castle.
Yeah, he's building castles for his wife, and you got me earrings from Kohl's?
Yeah. Step it up. In that story, I mean, people just love the fact that he built that castle for his wife, right?
Like medieval kind of looking, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. So we were very excited that his son Daniel was trying to keep that tradition alive because they were going to have a big medieval festival down there.
Really?
August 7th through the 9th.
Yes,
all the medieval things. But here's the thing is Daniel was seriously injured while working on the castle. So they've scrapped plans for the event. And he actually has to have surgeries. He's in some pretty rough shape.
No.
So I know.
The festival has been canceled.
We're definitely feeling for.
The ale is weak and the bread is stale.
I know. And he got hurt. Can you put that in your little proclamation? The son. The prince.
He has been slain.
The prince.
The prince
there we go.
Has fallen off that ladder.
I don't know if that was
Us take him into our prayers.
Yeah, there we go.
God's light shine upon thee.
Yes. We want to make sure. We want to
bring him thy virgin.
Okay. I don't think he needs all that.
Oh.
But we just need hopes and prayers at this point. But again, it was
thy sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more.
Yes. Okay. You're forgiving sins over there now?
Yes. Dang. Christ shield thee from harm and guide thy way, builder.
The whole thing was a fundraiser for the Foundation for Newborn Heart Surgery. So they are still asking people if you want to donate. Well, just if you want to donate to that, you still can. They're still accepting donations, though they did have to scrap the festival. But hopefully they'll have a
blessings upon thee.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll still get to be able to do it and hear that. Hear ye, even more.
Hear ye, but still bring the virgins.
Okay, Jeremy.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Off the air, we've been just kind of quickly discussing all of our food that we ate this weekend, which is what we do. And I have become addicted to throwing whole chickens on my Traeger. and letting them just, you know, go to town for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
And just doing various things with them.
Well, it's good. You get the best bang for your buck, first of all, I think.
And
you
just,
you know?
It's not full of all the crap. You just buy a couple organic whole chickens, and then you season them the way you want. And I took a giant loaf of French bread, cut it in half and opened it up, did my rotisserie chickens for about 5 hours, pulled them off, shredded them up. And then I slathered that French bread with some barbecue sauce, provolone cheese, the shredded chicken, and then pepper jack cheese on top of it, and more barbecue sauce, and then threw it back on the Traeger for another 20 minutes.
Smoked sandwich.
So it was a smoked sandwich. The bread got crispy. The cheese got smoked a little bit. Oh, Lord.
So the bread even gets like a smoky flavor to it, huh? Mm, oh, it really sounds good, so Katie. Good. Yeah, you could even have that for breakfast.
Yeah, tell me about your breakfast stuff real quick.
Because that's the thing. So I was watching this video over the weekend that talked about how a lot of people are trying to get protein in their diet, right? Mm-hmm. But some people don't care for like the processed meats and eggs and things that are traditional with American breakfast, right? And there was this guy who had a video. He's like, I'm eating shrimp Alfredo for breakfast because there are no rules. And I started doing a little digging, right? Apparently, we've all been duped. We've all been duped because it's essentially true. This hearty American breakfast was engineered in the 20s by Edward Bernays, and he completely fooled us.
So Eddie Bernays did this?
They called him the father of public relations, and he was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, right?
Oh, okay.
So he was hired by the Beechneat Packing Company to boost the sagging sales of bacon.
So it's all marketing.
It's all marketing. He came in and he consulted.
It's like milk.
His,
milk doesn't really do a body good.
He consulted his agency's doctor and they agreed that a heavier breakfast was better for people because it gave them more energy to start the day. But then he took this and he had the doctor write to thousands of other physicians to see if they agree. But then he published it. So he had over 4,500 doctors confirming this theory that Americans need to eat heavy breakfast to improve their health, and people got on board with it. This was way back in the 1920s, and now we're all convinced we need bacon, eggs, sausage, hash browns, orange juice, a side of fruit, and toast to start our day. And it's just not true. It's not true. And so the thing
I
know a lot of people don't care, but it's funny just because like I love breakfast food, but I always thought that there was more to it. Like, why can't we have lasagna for breakfast? But you can. There are no rules.
You can. Guess what? You're an adult.
You're an adult and you can do what you want.
You know what you can have?
What?
Lasagna and chocolate cake if you want.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do that.
And wash it down with the Mountain Dew.
Hey.
If you're out in the dating world, you might be familiar with some of the stuff floating around, some of the stories. Gen Z singles right now are apparently going on practice dates just to build confidence. They're going out with people that they don't really have too much of an attraction to. They're just going out and, you know, practicing talking to people and ordering and being out in the public, I guess. They're calling them practice dates to build dating confidence.
Wouldn't that just be lovely if I found out I was the recipient of one of those? Like, you're just practicing on me? Lovely.
Yeah, they say they just want to stop performing and act natural when they're out on the dates. Now, that's very similar to something called goblin intimacy right now. And they say the idea that is instead of working your butt off to present the very best version of yourself when you're out there dating, just show up as a goblin. Now, not in full costume, unless you, I mean.
Unless they're into that.
I mean, you might be into it. I don't know. But just
show me your Shrek.
He was an ogre, Katie, not a goblin.
I'm sorry. Jeez.
But just show up as is. Be normal. Just be the normal you. You're not hiding any of your flaws. You're being upfront about your baggage from the beginning. They're saying you're just starting things off by being real, and the other person can just take it or leave it.
See, and I appreciate that, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to scare everybody off. You can't come out with, like, you know, unkempt hair. You've got your sweats on.
Okay.
Like, that's three to 4 months in, Katie.
That's one thing in this story. They say the big key to goblin intimacy or goblin-timacy is not coming across as low effort. You want to be authentic, but you still want to present like you take care of yourself. Clean yourself up a little bit, but it's just essentially your backstory and your life That's what you're just kind of laying out
though,
on the table.
I've tried this, and it doesn't necessarily work the way you want it to. Like, I've been the person who's like, can I wear a basketball jersey to the first date? Why not? And they know how much I love the Nuggets,
yeah.
You know? But it doesn't work that way.
I don't think that would work.
No, but to me, that tells you everything you need to know, or a lot that you need to know about me. I really am a massive Nuggets fan. A lot of my life revolves around it. So I would think that's easy, getting things out of the way type stuff. But yeah, you just got to be careful with that one.
I would like it if I was out in the dating scene and the person in front of me just was like, hey, here's my life. This is what's going on.
I don't think you would.
Because I feel like that's how I would be.
No, but here's the thing is you
and
need
then Katie
to...
rolls in. So I've been into jail.
That's trauma bonding.
Yeah,
and
different.
I wear men's basketball shorts and I love jail.
Oh, no, don't love jail. Stop it. But
it wasn't that bad.
So it does kind of make me think of the new Gen Z trend, though, where they are dating people who they view as uglier, for lack of a better term. But they're saying they're dating people that they're not attracted to and kind of the same
homely.
Thing. Yes, homely. Thank
Fugly.
You. Thank you. Yes.
Hit Good
by
God.
The ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. Oh, is that mean still?
Mean.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think we're still being mean.
Okay, but they say they call this the 6-7 trend, and that is not supposed to be.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm sorry, but you're dating a 6 or a 7 versus a 10.
Oh!
Right? So that's where it comes from. But here, again, I just feel like...
Aren't we all generally 6s and 7s?
Well, you would think, but they're saying that women primarily are doing this because they think that these partners are going to treat them better, and I've got news for you. You gotta worry about the ugly ones too. You just do.
Whoa.
You do.
Whoa.
You do.
That's been a myth like for years and years that you
years
date
years
somebody
years.
Ugly because they're just happy to be with you. They'll try harder.
Yeah, and that is not
but
the case.
But the uglies be cheating
like,
too?
They all are cheating. You can't trust anybody out there, Jeremy. But yeah, so this is, but they're saying,
have you been on to uglycheaters.com?
It's because they say a lot of it too is the dating app burnout. Everybody who's just picking their dates based on how someone looks, left, right, swipe, left, right, blah, blah, blah. They're saying that
very
when you
shallow.
Take that out of the picture and you're just dating somebody based on their interest level,
yeah.
The things that they have listed on their profile, you're bound to get a better match. But again, I'm just saying people are out there doing you dirty regardless of how they look. So just be aware.
And it's called 6-7.
I know. I knew that you probably wouldn't like that. There's also one more quick, just because there's an Ariana Grande term called grande-ing when it comes to the dating world. And that has a lot.
The only thing I think of is coffee.
Exactly. But it has nothing to do with the grande part. Grande-ing. It has more to do with her song, Thank You, Next.
Okay.
Okay. So it is just, well, Josh, the
I don't know
moan.
Anything about that.
Don't like her.
Well, it's just, it was her just saying, you know, I dated this person and I'm like, thank you, next. Like, you know, she famously dated Mac Miller and she was nice about it in that song because he passed away after she made that song. But it was Pete Davidson she made that song about, right? But they say, like, with that in mind, it is that you're not holding a whole lot of, like, you're not mad at yourself for moving on because a lot of people are
you're giving
like,
yourself permission to move
you
on.
You are giving you're not keeping yourself in a relationship that's not working just because it's uncomfortable to end it. You're
right.
You're moving on to the next one,
or you're afraid
no
of what's
problems.
Next, even
exactly or... like you're moving on and there's no qualms about it. So, thank you. Next is the theory as well that Gen Zers are looking at, and there's just so much to do with dating now. There's all these
it's
theories
so
and
confusing.
All these trends, and I just
what happened to just hooking up
some...
at church camp?
I know,
you know,
under
and then
the
you're
canoes.
To... Yeah,
exactly.
And then you're together forever.
What the heck?
Church camping it. That's my new dating
yes.
phrase.
Church camping
Let's
it.
Let's all go to church camp. Let's go. My HOA is better than your HOA. My HOA is better than your HOA. Ha ha ha.
What?
What?
That's a weird thing to flex about.
Yeah, we went out with the entire HOA over the weekend. It was like Friday night, and we went and had pasta, and we did some drinking, and we ended up at a brewery with the entire HOA, and it was a great night. So my HOA is better than your HOA.
Yeah, if you're
Suck
a partying. Jeez, I thought you guys were just making dumb laws and making people's lives hard.
Oh, we did that.
Just
then we
for
went
the
out.
Fun of it.
Yeah, we sent out some notices on weeds and paint colors. And,
yes.
You know, spot cracks in your driveway. And then we went out and tore it up. One of the guys on the HOAs, he's an older gentleman, but he was swearing by these drinks called peach bellinis.
I love a good peach bellini.
I have never had a peach bellini before, and he made everybody get a peach bellini.
They're so good.
I didn't do it. I fought back. I was like, no, I'm ordering a Peroni.
I'm a grown man.
I'm not ordering a peach
you
bellini.
Missed out.
Nick Nack got one, though, and she said, I drank it a little too fast. The rest of the night, she was talking about this.
Those peach bellinis will catch up to you.
I had no idea. I had never heard of one before. But,
yeah, and you can get one with or without alcohol, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those well, hers definitely
treat.
Had alcohol.
Yeah, did it?
And they had, like, a peach in it, like a slice of peach.
On the side
And
of
it looked
glass.
Really good.
Oh, it's delicious.
But it came in, like, a martini-style glass, too, and I was like, I can't.
It's fancy.
I can't. Yeah. That is one of those drinks that, you know, as a guy, you're like, I'd like one, but I'll just make my wife order it and drink some of
it. And you'll drink
stuff.
A little
That's
bit.
That's how you get around
yeah.
it. Yeah.
We're coming up on peach season, too, so
oh,
give
well.
Me the peaches.
Bellinis for everybody.
Yes.
But I will say, it was, you know, it cost us a pretty penny to go out and have some fun, and, you know, the brewery wasn't cheap either, just to grab a couple beers. And I came across this story this morning talking about funflation, and I was like, that's what we hit this weekend was funflation. Everybody's upset that it's costing so much to go out and just have fun.
Yeah.
To go get some cocktails, to go to a concert, to go on vacation, to go to a sporting event. It's so damn expensive anymore. I mean, just to go to a sporting event is expensive. And then you go downtown and you got to find, you know, $50 parking.
No,
even.
The parking now
I'm
is
over
ridiculous.
It.
And you better pay that $50 because if you park somewhere sketch, you're just going to be worried about your car the whole
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's mugflation
exactly,
when you get mugged
yeah.
on the way back to your car.
Got
to
be careful.
It'll cost you when you have to open up your wallet and
gotta
give some
be
cash
careful.
To the muggers. But I know when we go out to eat as just a little family of four, I mean, it is fully expected that, you know, we'll be dropping a hundo. Easy peasy.
At least.
Or, you know, 150.
Yeah.
By the time it's all said and done. I took my daughter to the movies this weekend. It was just the two of us. It was $50 to go see Toy Story. After tickets, one popcorn and one drink that we shared.
And
$50.
And that's like to have fun. And everything in life already before that is also expensive. I mean, just living right now is costing us a pretty penny. So then when you add going out and having a good time, attaching that kind of price tag to it is just, it hurts your stomach. Or
I
at least
know.
It does mine.
My tummy
my
hurts.
My stomach hurts.
Well, think about vacation season now, too. Everyone's going, leaving to have fun.
Yeah.
Funflation is hitting you at the airport, your rental car.
Homie, I had to take out a loan.
Really?
For vacation.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to New York.
Because I had
hey,
so
many. Hey, let's pick the most expensive spot to go to.
No, well, and I had so many things hit me leading up to this. My car, I had to then invest in getting a garage because I have a new car, I need to park it. I mean, so many things hit my wallet already, and then I have to go have fun. So,
yeah. Then you got
to
buy new clothes and get your
tan
on. You didn't know it was job.
It's
get your boobs done.
My nose is perfect.
Oh, stick it. To somebody else, sorry.
There's, yeah. No, don't come for my nose.
I just want to look good
for
my vacation.
For. Nose ain't it.
Your hair color's way
darker.
Off. What happened this weekend?
It's the one thing I actually got off my couch for, and it was
Did you leave it in a little
hair.
Too long?
No, I wanted it this dark. It's going to fade.
Okay.
So it'll get lighter in like a week, and by 2 weeks, it'll be almost back to
yeah,
the
let's hope so.
Main one. But I do the box dye. I am not ashamed to
no,
admit
we can
it.
Tell.
Shut up. Like, no. I went and did the whole salon route once,
Burn.
And my hair fell out. I'm not, like, Josh
yeah.
will attest to this. You remember when I went blonde for a minute, it completely
it
ruined
fried
my hair.
It.
Yeah.
So I've sworn all that off, and
it
I do box dye.
It looks really different.
It looks awesome.
It looks
Again,
unique.
My face and the head is fine, Jeremy. Like,
no,
quit it's coming for my
it,
head
hey,
area.
Aren't you impressed? That was like one of the first things I said to you
I
when you came
impressed.
In today. I was like, hey, your hair looks
darker.
Yeah,
you know, it was not nice. So it was one of those things that you say
it
where
looks,
you're like, is
darker.
That nice or is that a
I'm getting used to it. I'm
yeah.
definitely getting used to it.
Yeah.
It yeah, it's it washes you out for sure.
Oh. You know what, Jeremy? You
I
know
didn't,
what?
I didn't realize you were that white.
Again.
Yeah. No, it looks fine.
Uh-huh.
I saw a guy this weekend who is probably in his 60s. Is my guess.
Okay.
He's got stark white, like, beard,
mm-hmm.
and generally, like, salt and pepper, you know, hair that, you know, it's got some gray in it. And he showed up, and I looked at him. I was like, whoa, because it was like jet black.
Yeah.
You know, and you know when guys do it.
Oh,
it doesn't
yeah.
match like the eyebrows or the goatee or the beard. And the hair is jet black. You're like, did you just color your hair? Are you trying to hold on to your youth?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am.
Hey, I did it before we went to Colorado and Company. We're on
See?
TV. Even though my head is buzzed, I even put a little hair color in because the sides are gray even still, you know.
So I get it.
I get it.
You understand.
But generally, I go with a color that, you know, accentuates my skin tone and looks uh-huh. normal.
Again, at least I have hair.
Yeah.
Ooh. So pretty and fluffy, too.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Ooh, it is definitely time to play Fast Five. First one of the week. And a big old thank you to Bally's Casino Blackhawk for sponsoring Fast Five. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Hi, Bally's Casino Blackhawk. We appreciate you guys.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Hey, slots, hey.
Oh.
If you would like
slots.
To call. Slots, what I said. Slots, you know,
I
like
know,
slot machines.
I just wanted to
you
emphasize.
Saddle down there, jean jacket.
Ooh-wee.
You want to play Fast Five? Now's your chance to call in. 303-691-1MIX. Which translates to 303-691-1649. Looking for the newbies, new people that have never played before. If you've been thinking about it, be like, you know what? Today's the day. Today's the day I'm going to call and play Fast Five at 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, find out how your weekend was. And then I'll give you a category and start a 10-second timer, which is really annoying. And then within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. It's a lot of fun. This game has absolutely exploded in the Mile High City. So give us a call, 303-691-1649. Katie, give me some examples.
Okay, so we've asked for things like five words that have a silent K in them. Like if you know, you know, right? Five fictional towns have also been a question you've asked. And the one that won it on Friday was Jody, who named five characters from Friends, no problem,
oh, yeah.
to get the big win. So you're all over the place when it comes to what you asked, Jeremy.
I'm kind of spastic that way, yeah.
And in other ways.
Yeah, if you want to play, call right now, especially if you've never done it. We would love to meet some new people today. 303-691-1649. Now, we've got an epic prize this week, all part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. What we got?
We're painting this whole city, Ed, White, and Blue, hooking you up with a four-pack of tickets. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 to see Ed Sheeran at Empower Field on the 4th of July. Oh, my goodness. Ringing in America's birthday with a bang. And you're winning a great prize this week, all week.
Fantastic. All part of Mix 100's All Access Summer again. 303-691-1649. I'm seeing some of you again be put on hold and hang up. Don't do that. Don't get scared. Be brave. 303-691-1649. Here is Rose. Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Hey. You sound so surprised.
Oh, my God. I'm like the first caller. Is
yes.
that, like, seriously,
this is
wow.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is life-changing,
Your
Rose.
Your time to shine.
Woo.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay.
You got this.
Ready.
You got Focus, this,
girl.
Rose.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
I just hung out with the kids, took them to the pool.
Nice.
Good weekend to do that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, do you get in or do you just sit there and eat chips and watch them?
No, I was kind of in there. I have a top, an infant, so kind of like let him put his feet in.
That's
cute. Oh, how old is the infant? Like a baby baby?
He's 8 months. His name is Caleb.
Little Caleb the baby. Getting in the pool. So
cute.
Cute, Rose. Very cute. All right, well, let's do some Fast Five with you. Now, I'm going to give you an actor. I need some movies he's been in, but no sequels, okay? No sequels, because he's been in a lot of sequels. But he's so dreamy. In 10 seconds, give me five movies starring Zac Efron. Go.
High School Musical.
Yep.
High School Musical. I don't know.
Oh, no. Man.
He's in Neighbors with Seth Rogen.
Oh, my God, yes.
He was just in Baywatch, too. He was all jacked in Baywatch.
He's in that one with
Hairspray.
Matthew Perry. He's got that movie with Matthew Perry that I love where he switched bodies.
Okay, so I was on the radio with you guys. Yeah, who cares? I was on the radio with you guys. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you, Rose. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Who cares?
Who cares?
That's funny.
I don't care.
She cut us off. She's like, who cares, guys?
Have a good day.
Whatever.
Bye.
Hi, Lisa.
That's
something
to do.
Hi.
Hi. What'd you do this weekend?
Same thing, pretty much. Brought the kids to the pool, and they just, drove them around where they had to go. I forgot we actually went roller skating, too. So.
Oh, did you? That's fun. Yeah. Do you get out there and tear it up?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not great at it, though, but I just get out there.
Are you on roller skates or roller blades?
Yeah, roller skates.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I go.
I could do the roller blades. I thought I could try that when we first started going, and I was like, oh, yeah, I can't do this anymore.
No.
I know. That's so funny. I thought the same thing. I used to do this all the time. I can skate up and down this. No, on roller blades, it's so much harder.
I know. I was like, I thought I used to know how to do this as a kid, but
apparently.
Well,
not.
Now your old knees can't take it, Lisa. All right, my friend Lisa, let's do some fast five. No cheating, no help, okay?
Yep.
All right, in 10 seconds, give me five cartoon villains. Go.
Joker, Two-Face, Penguin, Harley Quinn, Mr. Freeze, and Cold Ice, or Ice Guy.
Ice Guy.
Ice Guy.
You know, the Ice Guy with the Flash. Mr. Freeze, Poison Ivy.
Oh, Poison Ivy.
She's still going.
She named
I got another one? I'm done.
No,
and she's
you're done.
Did I get it?
I'm trying to I didn't say comic book villains.
They're cartoons.
I know. I'm trying to decide if I want to accept these.
Please so much. I would love you forever.
You would love me forever, Lisa?
Forever.
So you're like a Batman fan, huh?
Well, my kid is. So I am too, but my kid watches a lot of it. And it's cartoons because he's only 8.
Yeah.
And I remember Batman the Animated Series back in the 90s.
Right.
I watched that too.
Yeah,
Lisa.
We actually watch that now too because we're lucky with the streaming. So we get all the cool ones, you know?
Mm. I got a question for you, Lisa.
Yes.
What are you supposed to say when you win Fast Five?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what you're supposed to say to me? I need to do something. You need to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Okay.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Now there's only one more.
I'm sitting in my car while my kids are sleeping, and I literally was like, I will be anywhere to try to call them all day, all week if I have to.
You really like this little game, don't you? Lisa, there's one more thing now.
What's that?
Do you know what that is?
I don't.
You don't?
I'm so nervous. I'm like thinking, what is it?
You have to love me forever.
I already do with you, you know. I already do.
She already loves you forever, Chair.
I'm going to check in about 6 months with you and see if you still love me.
I will. It'll be forever.
And then I'll check in maybe a year or two. I'll be like, Lisa, are we still good?
Yeah.
All right.
Still got to have those sparks.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better get a sitter because you're going to be out on the 4th of July at Mile High Stadium going to see Ed Sheeran because you just won a 4-pack of tickets to go see him.
That's so awesome. It's a big prize.
Oh, we're so happy.
Thank you, guys.
It's a big prize this week, Lisa, so congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you how to get those tickets. Okie dokie.
Okay, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you.
No, you love us, Lisa. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, look at that.
She loves you so much.
Second one today for Fast Five. Went quick.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I got a question for you, Katie Cat.
Okay.
I was out with some friends this past weekend, and we were at a restaurant, and we were all sitting there talking because it was a fairly nice restaurant. And in came two dudes and what looked like to be their wives, and the guys had hats on. Oh, I know. So it led to a conversation regarding men and hats. And whether or not that should be allowed in restaurants, if that's a good look or not. Thoughts? What do you think?
It depends on the restaurant. It depends on the hat. It depends on their entire getup. Because that's the thing. A lot of guys can make their hat work with their outfit, right? Like, they planned it that way. So if it's a nice hat, now if it's just a torn up Rockies hat that has sweat all the way across the brim, maybe leave that at home. But that's the thing, is I think that is a very old school way of thinking when it comes to hats in restaurants. Because I know that, like, my grandpa used to yell at my brother when he'd wear a hat at the table. And I just, that's what it reminds me of. It's like an old school way of thinking. It doesn't
We've definitely gotten lax at home, for sure. Like, I'll sit there with a hat on.
Yes.
But if it's like a family dinner, like a Thanksgiving or doing something with a family, I will most likely take it off.
Probably because you're going to make your grandma mad, though.
Well, she's dead.
Well, just, or someone in that, right? Like, no, she's not.
I still got one left.
I got one grandma.
But she's pretty chill, so I don't think she
would. Usually who it upsets is the older people, you know? So it's like, maybe this is something that's just going to phase out in the next few years.
Well, my whole thing was, is like, if you're going into the restaurant with that hat on and then you pull it off as you're coming in and you're sitting there, would you rather have the hat on or the... look at somebody's sweaty, messed up hair.
Because that's it, too.
That's the thing. As Josh is wearing a hat.
Josh wears hats. But Josh's hats are nice, and they go with his outfit, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like he planned them. He's not wearing a sweaty baseball cap. He's got, like, the $100 aloe hat on.
I know, but, like, we were at a nice place, though. It was a nice place. And to see everyone else dressed fairly nicely, and then these two guys come in with their wives with hats on, I was like, I don't know if that's a good look or not. I don't know.
What did the wives think? Did they
make
any...
I didn't get up and ask them.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what do you think about your husband's hat?
Just say it. Like, if they were... did they look embarrassed? Did they look like they didn't want to be seen with their husband with the hat? Like, how did that... No? It was just you who had a problem with it.
No, it just brought up a conversation at the table. It's like, that is an old school, dated way to look at things. That you're not allowed to wear hats to restaurants anymore. I don't know. It was just brought up. I thought I'd toss it out to you and get your thoughts.
Yeah.
But you're pretty chill.
Like,
maybe you weren't the right person to talk to about this.
No. Well, I think that it's okay in certain settings, especially now. Like, I think all of that is kind of, I mean, we're wearing
weddings?
Crop tops at work, you know? Mm. So it's like.
Hats at a wedding?
No.
Hats at a funeral?
No.
Quinceañera?
Again, like cowboy hats.
Yeah, for sure. You're totally
below. You know, I think that's where, again, you have to make the differentiation is which hat are you bringing to which occasion, you know?
You know, it's funny. When we go on vacation, I like to buy new hats just because I know we're going to be, like, taking pictures and doing things. So I always buy a new hat to make sure it's not all sweaty and nasty. So I'm a very courteous hat wearer.
See, there you go.
Thank you, you're doing it right, Jer.
Thank you.
I think that's probably why it ticked me off because I was like, hey, be courteous, dudes.
Is that sweat on that hat?
Ew. All right, we're going to be opening up the phone lines here again, and we're going to be talking about your possessions, things that you have that you could just not live without. This dude named Matt, he wrote, Matt in Littleton. Thanks, Matt from Littleton, for writing in. He says, hey, JKJ, my wife and I talk about you when we get drunk. That's how we started the note.
Not the first time I've been told that.
He says, we have a silly game that we play with our friends to see who could come up with the best radio topics. And he goes, ha, 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 he wrote out. That's kind of a fun thing to do, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for doing our job. You should text us in those topics.
No, he didn't. Well, he wrote in.
Okay.
So he goes, so we're out at the neighborhood brew pub a couple days ago when our topic turned into a surprisingly heated conversation. We were talking about what two possessions could you keep for the rest of your life. He says, it's not money, not your car, just two things that you own that you would be absolutely crushed to lose. Let me add on to that. No kids, no dogs, none of that either. Okay? So what two, like, things? It was fascinating. Everyone had different answers. They were so different. One guy said his grandfather's watch and his guitar. My wife said our wedding photo album and this beat-up stuffed rabbit she's had since she was three. Another one of my friends said his smoker. He took mine. And his vinyl record collection.
Oh.
Made me realize that the things we value most aren't usually the expensive stuff. They might be things with stories attached to them. So he wraps up by saying, now I'm curious. What are your guys' two possessions that you could never live without? I think you'd get some really great stories out of people. We love the show. Did your work for you is how we ended it. And that was Matt.
That's
in
funny.
Littleton.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt, and your drunk friends. That's very kind of you. So that's the question out there this morning. What two possessions could you keep for the rest of your life? You only get to pick two, so you got to think hard about this. What are the two? And again, you can't pick your dog. You can't pick your kids. You can't see your house. Like, I want things. Things that you actually went out and got, or you got as gifts, or maybe they were handed down to you. And like Matt, I was going to say my Traeger definitely would be one of mine. Man, I love that Traeger.
Smoking
I used it again this weekend.
You did, yeah.
I was smoking them chicken.
And then you showed off with pictures, so I agree with you. I think you need that in your life.
I think mine would be my Traeger and my iPad Mini, probably.
Oh, you're taking technology?
I love that iPad Mini. It is the greatest little gadget I own.
I am running
iPad Mini.
As far away from the handhelds as I can.
Well, hold on to it. Well, hold on to yours.
Okay.
I want to fill up phone lines. What are your possessions, your two possessions that you would take, no matter what? You can only have you can have them for the rest of your life. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Phone lines are already ringing. I love this.
Yeah.
Think
Call
about
in.
It. Call in. Let's have some fun with JKJ. Like, a couple things I was thinking about. Like, I've got a winter jacket. It's this Ariat winter jacket that I absolutely love. It's my most favorite jacket. I was thinking about choosing that.
Aw.
I had some socks that I really love, too. But I went
socks.
With my smoker and my iPad Mini. What are you guys picking? Your two possessions that you would just not be able to live without. 303-691-1649. Josh, what did you pick?
You know, I went not the digital route at all, which is shocking for me. I have an old Bible that I have just annotated the heck out of, and I love that, and I'd be so devastated to lose that. And then I have a handmade blanket made by my grandma, and I got that. My mom, there's a picture of me the day I was born, and I'm swaddled in it, like I'm wrapped up in it. And I've had that my entire life, and it's in my closet right now. And if I were to ever lose that, like, that's the thing I want to pass to my son.
Do you ever swaddle yourself with it still?
Heck yeah, I do. It's so warm. That's the other thing, is it's so warm. It's actually like a massive blanket, so it still fits me.
That's
and I
cute.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And yes, I swaddle myself.
I bet you do.
Daily.
Nothing like a good swaddle.
Yeah, don't do that while you're reading the Bible. Right?
No, heavens no.
303-691-1649. What are your two possessions? Here's Kimmy Kim. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, JKJ. How are we doing?
Well, we're super dupes. What
First
are
you? Happy 4th of July week.
Happy what
happy
week?
4th of July week.
Oh, yeah. You as well.
Thank you.
What are your two possessions?
So one, when I was a little girl, then I grew up, my mom actually got, because we're Cherokee tribe, and my mom got those really pretty hair clip thingies that they're handmade from, like, you know, different tribes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my mom got those, and I got them passed on to me when my mom passed away. So I have them tucked into my dresser. So those ones. And then the second one is, as I was growing up, my dad was a recovering alcoholic. And so when he passed away, I got his 32-year chip. And I hold that close to me in my wallet. My car got broken into last year, down in Denver when they had their Halloween parade. And I thought it got taken while my purse got stolen, come to find out it was actually in my other wallet that I didn't transfer to my new wallet, so it was still in my dresser. So I had a heart attack, but then I found it. I was like, poof. Yeah.
Do you carry it with you, like, kind of as a good luck charm, or?
Yes, it's in my wallet. I carry it every day.
It's a big deal. Like, the fact that your dad made 32 years, like, I'd hang on to that, too. Like, it was just priceless.
Pretty solid.
Absolutely.
Kim, those are good. Those are good ones.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in, and you have a great week.
You're welcome. Be safe this weekend.
Thanks,
you
Kim.
As well.
You too. Bye.
I promise. No pop bottle rockets in my butt this year.
Don't blow your hand off or your butt off, Jeremy. Weirdo.
I see we have a woman named Isis on the line. We're going to get to you. We had two other people drop off. I want to talk to you guys. 303-691-1649. Ashley wrote in and said, I would never give up my Kindle and my weighted blanket. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My wife's got one of those weighted blankets. Those are pretty solid. I love Chris. He wrote in and said, I could never give up my CPAP machine and my coffee maker.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What do you actually use that you're like, I could not live without this?
If you're drinking that much coffee, maybe you don't, you know, that's why you need the CPAP machine. You're not sleeping because you got so much caffeine in you.
Maybe
cut out the coffee, but my CPAP machine and my coffee maker. Mike wrote in and said, I could never give up my PS5 and my recliner. Judge me all you want, Jake.
No, that's real. That is a real choice right there.
It's things that make you happy, you know? 303-691.
On your face.
1649. Your name is Isis?
Yes, it is. Well, it's the name of the Egyptian goddess.
Okay.
Well, duh, yeah. Which is what you are, obviously.
Yes.
So what's up, goddess? What are the two things you're holding on to?
For me, it's my dad's ashes and a journal that he wrote for me.
Oh, before so good.
Yes.
What's in the journal? Like, what kind of stuff?
Basically, like, his day-to-day life with my mom and what it was like while I was in her tummy. Like, their excitement for me to come.
Oh.
Boy, that beeps a CPAP machine and a coffee maker all day long.
That's adorable.
Yeah. I carried on that tradition, and I have a journal for my daughter and my nephew as well.
That's really cute. Katie's crying right now.
No, I wrote, it's so funny. I wrote in a journal while I was pregnant with my baby Nana, and I wrote to her almost every day. And I was just like, this is how I'm feeling. This, I just can't wait to meet you. And I know when she was old enough to read it, it meant so much to her. She kept it. And I hope that she hangs on to it like you are, and she cares about it as much as you do, Isis, because it's just so heartwarming to me.
Yes, it means a lot. I'm so happy you did the same.
So sweet. Oh, everybody's crying now, Isis. Thanks a lot.
This is so great. Happy tears, Isis. It's happy.
Thank you for calling in, Isis. You have a great day.
Oh, it's so sweet.
Page one was like, I'm sorry you were a mistake.
No, she was not. That never. You don't write
You're a happy little accident. Our happy little accident.
Happy little accident.
Jenna wrote in and said, I could never give up my KitchenAid mixer and my pickleball paddle. Those are pretty good.
Those are good.
We had a Katie write in. She said, I would forever hold on to my paddleboard and my Bluetooth speaker. I make every summer my biatch.
That sounds like something my kid would say.
That's pretty good. All right, what are your two, Katie?
Well, I was going to say my grandma's blanket, and Josh said it.
That's
so
okay.
Mine is so tattered, and like my grandma, it's the blanket that's the full, like it's double-sided, and it's the weighted blankets as well, but from back in the day. And I've had this every day for my whole life, and it is tattered, and squares are coming off. But when I put it around me, it makes me feel so comfortable.
It's like grandma's holding you.
So safe when I have this blanket, and I've had it my whole life. So definitely that. And then Zoe, baby Nana, she has given me a couple necklaces that I'm wearing one right now, actually. And it's like my favorite. It's a Swarovski diamond crystal.
Wow.
It's one of my favorite things. And every time I look at it, it makes me smile because I think of her. So I think that those would probably be the things that I would hang on to. And then if I couldn't take my grandma's blanket, it would be my recipe box with all of my important things in it that I keep.
Cute.
Yeah,
so, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I would take my actual grandma.
Would you take no people?
The one
Jeremy.
That's dead, though.
Oh.
Yeah. She's
gosh. Well,
she's mummified on the couch.
Turn,
I would probably have
it?
To take her with me for sure.
Jeremy.
I don't want anyone finding that.
Gosh.
I'd like to give you a little sports update from Mix 100, and Josh is our sports expert. What you got?
Well, the USA is just the gift that just keeps on giving, and the USA is taking on Bosnia and Herzegovina on Wednesday, and oddly enough, there's a million Bosnians that have come to America and are finding out just how unbelievably cool America actually is. And Jeremy, you talked about this a little bit earlier, but there are people that have come from all over the world, even like Australia, and they're figuring out American foods and seeing how good and fattening it actually is. And one particular Bosnian man talked about how even going through a breakup with his longtime girlfriend, his life is great.
I haven't had a bad day since March 26th. We beat Wales March 26th, and then a week later, we beat Italy. Swear to God, man, every single day, coffee with my boys, drinks with my boys. My girlfriend of 6.5 years broke up with me. I miss you a little bit, but yo, I'm telling you, not a bad day. She broke up with me the day after Wales. Every day has been a good day, bro. She picked the perfect time to break up with me because World Cup. And all is good, dog.
Yeah, dog.
Is he picking up on American lingo right there?
Right?
Bro, dog, dude.
I think
everything's
they are.
Great.
It
is so funny to see them picking up on all of the things that we have seen every single day of our lives. Like
they
the fact
it.
That we have soda fountains here that give free refills and give you a million options to choose. It's like the wonderful Wizard of Oz right now is granting all of their wishes.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you have like the English, they're like blasting country music and
right?
eating barbecue. And you got the people over in Boston loving the Boston mm-hmm. women. Like they love America in a way that I think warms our hearts. Like we needed this right now. We needed you to come to our country and tell us how awesome the United States of America is. So,
what's so great about the Boston say? Women?
No, they love them.
Really?
They
oh, the Europeans are obsessed with them because
they
have the
accents.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, you doing?
Well, that's the thing yeah. about like Europeans is they really do think all of us have like the country accent.
They
like
do.
You go anywhere, and then they're figuring out that the Boston people talk a little different, and they're yeah. like, we love it.
And all I think of is Ted when they make fun of a member, and they're like, and the Boston woman just stuffing their face full of Pepperidge Farm. Remember? So like that's what we think, but then you have these Europeans who just love it.
Well,
it's
the fact that
it's a good look for
it's amazing.
Us.
It is, and it's happening. During our 250th anniversary,
oh, I
like
love it.
It's all coming together, and it's like a massive, great commercial showing how good we are.
It really is.
And I'm like, we're finally yeah. happy in the news.
Tell yeah, us yeah, we're yeah. awesome again. Yeah. Tell us we're awesome.
Tell me
again.
I'm pretty.
From the peaks of Pike to the pulse of Pearl Street.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
I went to Toy Story 5 this weekend.
You did.
They got my got 50 it. Bucks.
Okay.
They kept the box office crown this weekend. 70 million bucks that Toy Story movie made.
Dang.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things, though.
Really, we'll get ready for some bad things.
Oh, no.
No, all I'm saying is the one word to describe Toy Story 5 was unnecessary. It was purely a money grab for sure. Kind of a boring, basic story. Not a lot of Tom Hanks and Tim Allen in it, if
what?
You ask me. Buzz and Woody, the two biggies, not really main characters in this one.
It's mainly Jesse, right?
It's Jesse, which yeah. is fine. But the story was ho-hum. It's relevant because, you know, there's a little girl in it that doesn't have any friends, and all the kids are on screens and stuff. It's very relevant.
Okay.
But boring. It was just boring.
Well, and that's disappointing because the people that I've heard from say that it's almost as good as the first.
No,
but
people
definitely
are on
the
crack.
Best one since the first is what I've heard. So
what?
You didn't like it, though. You didn't care
that's
for
insanity.
It.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
No. Not going to lie. I fell asleep for about 10 minutes.
Oh,
into
no.
two. It was just me and my daughter, and she nudged me at one point. She said, hey, you fell asleep. I was like, oh, sorry. Maybe because it's so incredibly boring is what I told her. No, even she was kind of like, nah, it was fine. It could be. It could have been a straight to Disney Plus for me.
Didn't have to be that big of a deal, you're saying.
Yeah. And there were so many kids in that stupid theater.
Well, yeah. What
so
did
many
you
kids.
Expect?
I was so annoyed. I was like, why are there so many kids here?
Who did you think was going to come
why
to that
Why are there
movie?
So many children here?
Poor Jeremy.
Poor Jerbear. And then real quick, Noah Kahn, the singer, is just like Tick, who is our office manager here at work. He had to send out a message to tell his fans to stop pooping on the bathroom floors at his concerts. He says, don't do that. Be respectful.
We have gotten so many emails from Tick.
It happens here too, you guys.
It does.
Take care of the bathrooms. Be adults. But yeah, true story, Noah Kahn had to tweet out, stop pooping on the floors at my concerts.
Oh, gosh.
I guess that's a thing.
Oh, you know, when you have to put out a memo, somebody's done it.
Yep.
Yo!
Offices everywhere have done the same damn thing.
Jeez.
What else is going on locally?
Okay, so starting off with the fires over there on the western slope, I mean, definitely thinking of my friends in Grand Junction and that entire side of the state. The fires from Utah spread into Colorado over the weekend, and I know Grand Junction specifically, they are in an extreme fire risk. So if you look at a map, Grand Junction is in the middle of a bunch of fires around it. And so they are watching these fires. And then in Ouray, the Gold Mountain fire, I mean, if you look at video of that, it is ominous. And Ouray
horrifying.
Is one of my favorite places in this whole place. They've got Box Canyon Falls. They've got Mouse's Chocolates. They've got so many good things. So the pictures make me so sad. And I really hope that they can get ahead of these things in the next couple days. Because they say over on the western slope, help before June 26. It had been 38 days without rain over there or any kind of moisture. So it is dry, very dry across the entire state. So we're definitely thinking of all of our friends, family, and folks who are dealing with that right now. We also have up in Steamboat Springs. So staying in the mountains. What if you are getting ready to start your day? You got your cup of coffee. You got your car keys ready to go. You open your passenger door and there's a bear in your driver's seat.
A bear!
I know. It happened to a man, Andy Kerrigan, who was walking in front of his home and about to put something in his car when he was like, whoa, wait a minute. There's a bear in my front seat. And the bear was like rummaging through stuff. And in the video, you could tell he is not fazed at all by Andy. He's just like, what's up?
Yeah. Like, bears love trucks. Duh.
He loved it in there, and he just kept rummaging through everything. But he was able to kind of shoo him out, and he was, you know, up and back into the high country there, back into his wild home. But this is bear season, so be careful, even if you're not in the mountains. They're out and about. I just saw a picture of there's a bear in Highlands Ranch. They've given him a name.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a Highlands Ranch bear. I think his name's Nick or something.
Oh, Nick, yes.
Nick
of course.
The bear. You know Nick the bear. But they have pictures of him just going into people's, like, flower gardens and up on their porches and stuff. Like, just crazy. Bears are everywhere right now. Let him smell the roses. And then how about this? We just want to get the word out about Bishop Castle. They're not going to be doing that medieval fair that was scheduled to go down August 7th.
I had tickets and everything.
I knew that this would upset you, Jeremy. Well, Bishop Castle, again, the story is the husband built the castle for his wife. Like,
yeah,
the most
like
romantic
a
husband ever.
What a jerk, ruining it for other husbands everywhere.
He really set the bar high with this. But
he built his wife a castle down the street.
Sure.
And all you got me was a Yogurtland gift card for our anniversary.
Step up your game, Jeremy. You sound like you're speaking from experience. okay, but the owner's son.
Like her husband literally
built
a castle. And you
give
me earrings from Kohl's.
What the heck? Well, the owner's son, Daniel,
yeah,
he was out there trying to get the stuff ready for the medieval festival. Oh. He was injured.
No!
And seriously injured. So our thoughts and prayers out to Daniel.
Prince Daniel has been hurt.
Yes, and they had to scrap the festival because of it. So they're not going to have that medieval festival now. And it was a fundraiser.
Hawk, the prince has been hurt.
Yeah, but you can still donate to Newborn Heart Surgery. That's where they're asking that you donate to, because that's what it was supposed to benefit. But very sad.
How was he hurt, fair maiden?
I guess it was... One of the structures fell on him or something
not
like
a
that.
Structure.
Yeah, it was pretty
bad.
I am
sorrow to hear about how thou hast suffered woe.
Yeah, no. He's just throwing words.
He's throwing
Here
by the blessings of the Almighty, thou shalt recover in due haste, I would imagine.
Well, he's got a couple surgeries, multiple broken bones. So their focus is
hasten
Daniel's
thee to bring him
healing.
Some virgins.
He doesn't need virgins to get better.
Right, he may be made whole in haste.
That is not
courtesy of the virgins.
T's and P's, Jeremy. That's what we're asking for. T's
quickly.
And P's.
Not
quickly.
Please,
fetch
God.
Him thy virgin.
We just hope Daniel gets better and we get the medieval festival at some point. So
Correct. There
you go. There's your mile high
there
hike, Jeremy.
Thank you.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Ooh. Game is so much fun. We get to talk to our listeners. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Hey. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, you know, just a mom, and my kid loves to listen to you guys. And this morning she goes, call, crush Katie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, Katie's tough. I don't know.
Yeah. What a cute kid. What's the kid's name?
I have Zaylee with me today.
Hi, Zaylee. Hey, kiddo. Hey.
Zaylee with a Z?
Zaylee with a Z.
That is fun. I've never heard that
it's
name
like
before.
It's like Bailey, but with a Z.
Or Haley, but with a
Z.
Oh,
look
yes.
at that. Claudia, do you work? Do you have a job?
I do work.
What do you do?
I work in healthcare.
Like doing what? Like operating on people?
Exactly. I'm a surgical tech.
Okay. Are you really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, I love
that. That was a great guess.
I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I love cutting people open.
Oh,
yeah. It's quite fun, actually.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm glad you're doing it.
Does.
I would not be able to do that. Definitely not. All right, Claudia. Well, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. And other than that, are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth? Because it's really noisy.
Let me see if I can change. Is that better?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. We'll see.
I think you're a little clearer.
A little clearer. Yeah. Are you still there, Claudia?
That's yeah. I'm just
okay.
On my phone.
Good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
better?
It's better.
Yeah.
All right, Katie. Okay. Why don't you get out of the studio so we can play?
Well, I don't get to say. Anything
Oh, would you like
first?
To say anything,
just
Claudia?
Want to say, better cut right to it, Claudia. So
get
you
out of here.
Okay.
Get, all right. Get out of here, Katie.
Gosh.
Oh my God. All right, Claudia. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with a question, so there's no cheating.
Okay.
And we'll find out how you did once we bring her back. All right, she's all locked up in there. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
What popular online game features Battle Royale mode where up to 100 players fight to be the last one standing on a shrinking map?
Oh, that's Fortnite.
Fortnite. All right, put you down for that. Believe it or not, Hello Kitty is not a cat at all. What is Hello Kitty?
Is she a bunny?
Bunny. Here's your third question. The Ice Bucket Challenge that happened a few years ago was to raise money and awareness about what?
Oh, geez. I'm going to have to pass them out. I can't remember.
All right. What is the name of the trendy egg-shaped lip balm?
Eos.
And your fifth and final question, in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, where was he born and raised?
In Philadelphia, South Philly, to be exact.
All right, we'll get Katie back in here.
Hey, hi.
Hey.
What's up?
What were you doing in there?
Oh, just... drinking my tea, thinking about life, you know.
Drinking my tea and
contemplating
tootin'.
Life choices.
A lot of life choices made in
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Right? It's your only quiet time. All right, let's do it, girl. What popular online game features a mode called Battle Royale where up to 100 players fight to be the last one standing on a shrinking map?
Oh, I don't know the games. Oh. You guys made fun of me for saying Halo that time, so I'm not going to say. What's the other one? Fortnite. Is that it? Yes!
Claudia, you said
pulled
Fortnite
that
as
one
well.
Out of my, you know what, Josh?
You pulled that one out of your Battle Royale.
Sure did.
Katie, Hello Kitty is not a cat at all. What is Hello Kitty?
Oh, no, she's a human girl from London.
Really?
Yes, she's a little girl from London.
Hello.
Shockingly enough.
You seem to have got that one correct.
She is. Yeah, I knew that one. Yes.
Claudia, you said a bunny.
She looks way more like a bunny than a little girl, though.
She really does.
Like, it's confusing.
Katie Cat, the Ice Bucket Challenge that happened a few years ago was to raise money and awareness about what?
Where they dumped stuff on people's heads, right?
That's right.
That
I had
was
to do
as
it.
ALS. ALS?
ALS is. Hold on. Yay! Correct. Sadly, Claudia, you said pass.
Oh.
Oh, sad day for you. What's the name of the trendy egg shaped lip balm that's out there?
The Eos.
I'm going to tell you, my wife has some of that Eos. That is good lip balm.
Even
I use it.
I try and like, I know we're not supposed to, but I definitely get a little taste.
You
they're
eat
so
it?
Good. They're
Katie's
so
eating her lip balm,
good.
Claudia.
How old are you?
Claudia, you also
that
said
makes a
Eos.
Lot of sense.
Yeah, it does, right?
Hey!
Claudia got that one too. She gets almost, I'm going to almost give you double points.
Did you just channel Jeremy? Like, what was that?
Can you just see Katie sitting at home on her couch in her apartment just licking
no,
that lip balm while she's watching
little,
Netflix?
Like just a little yeah, sometimes.
But yeah. After she's had her chicken, of course.
Yeah, fried chicken and lip balm
really
tonight for dinner.
Listen. You really do listen.
Katie, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
Where was he born and raised?
West Philadelphia. Born and raised on the playground. Yes.
I just shot snot out of my nose when I laughed at that. Yeah, that's right. And Claudia, you said that.
Tilly. Claudia.
Wow, Katie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Claudia, you got 3. You've officially been crushed by Katie today. Oh, man.
Yeah.
In front of your daughter and everything. Oh,
I know.
Well,
bummer. Well, it was nice talking to you and nice
you too.
Meeting you. What was the prize today?
Today we have the live action Moana.
Oh, that's right. That's the thing.
No. I don't want to send her to the movie.
I bet her daughter wants
to. Does your daughter like Disney movies?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does.
Loves everything Disney.
What was her name?
Zaylee. With a Z.
Zaylee. Put Zaylee on the phone.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Jeremy wants to talk to you. Hi.
Hi, Zaylee. How are you today?
What?
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Did you know that your mom lost Katie Crush today, darn it?
Aww. Yay!
No, she lost! She lost, Zaylee.
What'd your mom do to you today?
Do you like Disney movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you the prize instead of your mom, because it's tickets to go see Moana, the new Disney Moana.
Ooh.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make you our winner today. Yeah, you go have fun with your mom at the new Disney Moana, alrighty?
Okay.
The excitement is killing her. All right, give the phone back to your mom. Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I gave your daughter the prize instead.
She gets the
ticket. Oh, great.
Oh, great. Yeah, we like her better than you, Claudia.
Usually everybody does.
Oh, she's sweet.
All right, so hold on. I want to get some information from you. I'm going to put you on hold, so don't go anywhere, all right?
All right, thank you.
You bet. Hold on. Oh, that was nice
of
me.
Bye, Claudia. It was nice to you.
Come on, it's Moana. The little girl wants to go.
It's perfect.